The Siena College poll measures the polarization, even in blue state New York, when it comes to politics. Even though Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden was declared the winner of the race on November 8th, has 306 electoral college votes and 6 million more popular votes than his opponent, 20% of New Yorkers still say it's too early to tell who won, and 9% say they believe Republican President Donald Trump won re-election. Siena's Steve Greenberg says part of the reason is that people get their news now from very different sources.
The president has been saying that he won, fraud. And, a lot of his followers, not all, but a lot of Trump voters, a lot of Republicans, a lot of people who support this president, agree with them.
Still, nearly 70% of New Yorkers believe that Biden did win, and Greenberg says that number is likely to rise now that the head of the Federal General Services Administration, or GSA, on Monday declared Biden the winner. Emily Murphy's decision, nearly 4 weeks after Election Day, gives the Biden transition team access to top security briefings, key members of the coronavirus task force, as well as office space and secure computers and phone lines. The poll also asked New Yorkers about state leaders. It found that while Governor Andrew Cuomo's rating has slipped a bit from 59% to 56%, the majority back Cuomo's use of special emergency powers to lead the state's effort against the pandemic.
When we asked voters, do you think the legislature should or should not allow the governor to continue to have the extraordinary executive powers they gave him to manage this pandemic back in the spring? Voters say yes. 57% of voters say Cuomo should continue to manage the COVID crisis.
Nearly half of New Yorkers think the number one issue for Cuomo and the state legislature in 2021 is battling the coronavirus. And more than two-thirds say they will get the vaccine when it becomes available. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.